For 9 months, Democrats absorbed everything Graham Plattner threw at them. A Nazi tattoo, explained away as a young man's mistake. A trail of ugly Reddit posts. A cocaine admission. A sexting scandal that triggered a party crisis huddle in June. Through all of it, the main Senate nominee stayed on the ballot, and the party stayed behind him. Then, on July 6, 2026, Politico published a named accuser with a rape allegation. And it took 6 hours, not 9 months, for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee to threaten to cut him off entirely. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where we track what officials say, what they do, and how fast the story changes once the stakes go up. Today, a named accuser, a statutory deadline, and the 6 days Maine Democrats have to decide what happens next. According to Politico's reporting, Jenny Rasicut, 41, met Graham Plattner on the dating app Bumble back in 2019. They were on and off for about 2 years. She says that in late 2021, an intoxicated Plattner came to her home uninvited, forced himself on her on the couch, and, even after she told him to stop, followed her into the bedroom and had sex with her against her will. She later told CNN's Jake Tapper that what happened was, in her words, rape by dictionary definition. This is not the story Civic Intelligence covered back in June. That earlier controversy involved explicit text messages and a marriage Plattner and his wife said they had worked through. This is a first-hand, named accuser rape allegation. Politico's account rests on 3 interviews with Rasicut herself, an on-record interview with a man she dated afterward and confided in at the time, and contemporaneous therapist messages that reporters reviewed. The Washington Post separately interviewed Rasicut and reached the same substance. No law enforcement investigation into this specific allegation has been confirmed as of this recording. At this stage, it is a political and a media story, not a criminal one. Graham Plattner denies it categorically. "These allegations are troubling, serious, and false," his statement read. "Any accusation of non-consensual behavior is categorically untrue." Hours later, he released a video statement that, notably, stopped short of promising to stay in the race. "Regardless of the inaccuracy of the reporting," he said, "but mindful of the political reality it will inflict, we are taking the time to reflect on the best path forward." That is the first daylight Plattner has put between himself and his own campaign since the story broke. He is presumed innocent. He has not been charged with a crime. What changed on July 6th was not a verdict. It was how his own party decided to treat the accusation. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the DSCC, the arm of the party that funds Senate races, did not wait for an investigation. Chaired by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York, and backed by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, also a Democrat of New York, the committee issued a joint statement giving Plattner an ultimatum. "Graham Plattner needs to immediately withdraw as the Democratic nominee for Senate," it read, "and allow Maine Democrats the opportunity to choose a new candidate. The DSCC will not invest in the Maine Senate race if Plattner remains on the ballot." Not a reduced investment. Not a wait and see. $0 on the record if he stays. The Maine Democratic Party matched the urgency, saying the new allegation takes what the party had already been managing even further. And of everyone who turned that day, one break mattered more than the rest. Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, had been one of Plattner's more prominent national validators. He didn't hedge. "I've been very clear that sexual assault or violence against women is a red line," Khanna wrote, withdrawing his endorsement outright. Senators Elizabeth Warren, Ruben Gallego, and Mark Kelly, among others, joined the call for Plattner to step aside within roughly a day of the story breaking. Then there's Senator John Fetterman, Democrat of Pennsylvania. The one Democrat who had already broken ranks back in June, calling Plattner a creep over the sexting story. This time he went on television rather than social media, and he aimed past Plattner entirely at the man who built his campaign. "I would really call Bernie Sanders to apologize," Fetterman said on Fox News, "for pushing this kind of predator more than anyone." He didn't stop there, needling the progressive media figures who'd defended Plattner through the earlier controversies. Maybe they should apologize to the women they didn't believe. Sanders, independent of Vermont, who endorsed Plattner in August of 2025, promising to do everything I can to elect him, has said nothing about this specific allegation. Asked about it by a reporter in an elevator, he dodged the question entirely. 6 days before a deadline that will decide whether his candidate stays on the ballot, the man who made Graham Plattner a national name has gone quiet. Here's what makes this different from every prior Plattner controversy. Maine law puts a hard deadline on it. Under state statute, a candidate who has already won a party primary must withdraw by 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the second Monday in July. This year, that's July 13th. For the party to be allowed to name a replacement. If Plattner withdraws in time, Maine Democrats then have until the fourth Monday in July, July 27th, to pick who runs instead. As of this recording, that's 6 days. Bettors are already pricing it. On the prediction market Kalshi, the odds of a Plattner withdrawal jumped from roughly 2% to more than 70%. The day the story broke. On Polymarket, the same day, the odds sat at 38%, a wide enough gap between two live markets that it's worth reporting honestly rather than picking a winner. Susan Collins, the Republican incumbent Plattner is running to unseat, has stayed almost entirely out of it, saying only that, "It is not up to me to choose the Democratic nominee for Senate." Her restraint means the entire decision, and the entire political cost of it, sits inside one party. Not everyone in that party has fled, either. Maine novelist Stephen King has publicly defended Plattner staying in the race, a reminder that even as elected Democrats stampede toward the exits, the reaction is not unanimous. Here is the plain shape of it: a named accuser, a rape allegation corroborated by a second on-record source and contemporaneous therapist messages. A party that spent 9 months defending Graham Plattner through a Nazi tattoo, a cocaine admission, and a sexting scandal. And drew the line here within 6 hours. Plattner denies the allegation categorically and has not committed to leaving the race. Maine's statutory clock does not care which account is true. It runs out at 5 o'clock on July 13th, whether Graham Plattner has made up his mind by then or not. Every quote, every date, and every source in this episode, Politico's original reporting, the DSCC's statement, Maine's election statute, is linked in the fully sourced version. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want the next accountability story delivered straight to your feed, subscribe wherever you're hearing this.